All right, Dub, CNN is right here with Exile to get the latest on his projects. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I've never been busier, but never been better, too.
Okay. You know, I was introduced to your music through your album with Blue Below the Heavens. So for those such as myself who slept on you before, introduce yourself real quick and let us know what you're about.
I was just about, you know, living out my childhood dream and sharing with the world what I've learned and trying to stay humble and trying to approach fame in a non-vain type of way, you know, where I can just connect with people. And I'm about breaking artists that are my people, you know, like New Cats. I'm not, you know, that's what I'm about right now. I'm about producing whole records through the vein of my past heroes, such as Marley Marl and Primo and stuff like that. Just breaking new artists, producing whole records, and doing it how I see true hip-hop or true music, period, you know?
Okay. And, you know, what were some of your main projects before Below the Heavens came out?
Well, I did a lot of tapes when I was younger with Aloe Black as a group called Eminon.
Right.
And I would make, like, mixtapes on one side of other people's music and my turntablism, and then I would put our music, like, on that we had made from the four track on the other side. So it kind of gave us an opportunity. People who wanted to buy the mixtape for the music that was on the A side had an opportunity to check out some cats they never heard of. And from there, one of the fans pressed up a wax for us, and then it got played on major radio like Power 106, Friday Night Flavors. And we just kept on making music ever since. And then I've worked with different artists, from Blame One to it went to, like, you know, working with Sound and Color and getting to work with Slum Village and Ghostface. And Aloe had met Ono on his own musical travels and started building with those cats out in Oxnard. And then later meeting Blue and doing a whole record with him, and, you know,
right,
to getting placement with Mobb Deep, Jurassic 5, Cardinal and Akon, and, you know, just keeping it moving. And even with KRS-One, and, yeah, you know, just trying to connect the dots with who I feel is relevant to work with me, you know, and if they feel the same about me, you know.
Okay, now you mentioned that, you know, you like working with an artist on a whole record. And, you know, it's visible that you and Blue have a great chemistry together. Can you describe the way that you work in the studio when you produce an artist?
I approach it just like a learning experience, you know, with getting to know the person and how to work with them in a studio. And we basically, you know, I think it's very necessary for me to know the artist, you know, very well, and for them to know me, and for us to connect on many different levels, you know, like whether it be musically or spiritually, or, you know, and bring out what the best out of them, out of their true spirit on the record, you know. And I may, like, encourage rappers to rap about, you know, certain parts of their life, you know, just to really tell their whole story. I think I like to make records with people and help them tell their story, and okay, help them communicate what they have learned. And I will just communicate that to them until I feel it's done, and in a way where they're okay with doing it. And but it's also, you know, of course, mostly their work really just being brought to the table, but I just kind of nurture it, I guess, in some respects, and guide it and make sure it sounds correct to the beats that I'm and the production that I'm giving.
And would you say that that's something that's missing from a lot of music today? Artists giving insight into their personal side and honesty on records?
Definitely. I think records nowadays, at least for the mainstream world and hip-hop heads coming up, and seeing that as a as some sort of guideline or some sort of way to be successful, and just worried about being successful as opposed to just being worried about being a true artist and truly expressing themselves. I think a lot of people approach it with motives that are financial instead of just motives of making great music. And right. I think that's what's missing. You know, the motives behind the music, I think that's what's missing out of hip-hop. You know, the what is your motive?
Okay. Now, when you were making Below the Heavens, did you expect it to become the success that it was?
When we were making it, we thought that we might have a classic record, and we wanted it to be, and there were times we thought it was going to be, and there were times we just got sick of the record, you know, and there definitely was times we thought it would get the success that it had, but it definitely, in some respects, preceded that, or it met what we expected at the same time, if that makes any sense.
Yes. And I know you also have a lot of different projects on your plate. I heard your album dropped January 20th. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it actually got pushed back to January 24th, but it's on okay. iTunes now.
Okay.
And you want me to tell you about the album?
Yeah.
I just knew that I wanted to make an instrumental album, and I knew I wanted it to be different, so I was just thinking about how I can make it different. And I just thought of sampling everything off the radio. I have made beats off the radio before, but never like the whole song, and never a whole record, so I thought that would be a good challenge for me, and a good way to keep me excited about it. And it was a way different approach than ever before, because when I'm digging for records, you know, I'm looking for a certain type of record, but when I'm just looking through the radio, records that I would never dig for will disappear, you know. And my goal was to utilize everything that the radio has to offer, the static, the frequency noises, to the people speaking, through capturing humanity, really, because radio really represents the voice of humans, and as much bullshit, you know, is tied in with radio and how they do music, there's still an even balance of great music and great ideas that humans have to offer, you know?
Right.
And I try to show both sides on the record, try to show the evil and the good, and try to convey a message with the vocal samples that I run into to convey a message that I believe to be true.
Okay, so it definitely sounds like an interesting project.
Yeah.
And I believe you're also releasing an artist by the name of Blame One.
Yeah, I executive produced the record for him. I produced most of it, also with like Black Milk and Ono and Can't Kick.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a great album. Should be coming out in February as well.
Yeah, I just got the promo copy of it, and it definitely sounds like a good record.
Word.
And you know, I know you're also involved in different groups. Can you give us a quick rundown?
I'm involved with Eminon. I started a group with my man Johas called Dag Savage, kind of like a darker take on hip-hop, hip-hop. I'm also doing a record with this cat, Fashion. It's not a group, but he's part of the crew, the DS crew, which is Blame, Blue, Aloe, myself, Fashion, and Johas.
Is the guy from Fresno?
Yeah, he's from Fresno.
Yeah, I know.
And we have a whole album together called Boy Meets World. And I think it's another classic record. This time, like, this is one of the times where I think it's a classic right now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And, I mean, with making the Blue record, I made some records that I believe to be classic, but never got, like, the praise I did critically. And, but this time around, after doing, that classic album and I believe the radio is a classic too, if I may, to my own horn. And I think the Fashion as well is going to be, and the Dag Savage. I'm real excited for these projects, and the Blame One.
Sounds good. Who are you personally listening to right now?
Who am I listening to?
Yeah.
Black Melt, Flying Lotus, as far as new stuff, new hip hop, and then Mason, you know, the homies, you know, De Electronica, too, and Blue, Toss. I'm also doing some work on Costa's album. He was featured on my Dirty Science album.
Okay.
And, yeah.
And are there any specific artists that you want to hook up with in future?
Well, I spoke with Jay Electronica on the phone a few times, and we talked about doing a whole mixtape together. And I haven't heard from him for a while, so I don't know what's up with that, but definitely want to work with Jay Electronica.
Sounds good, man. We'll definitely be looking out for all those projects. Is there anything else that you want to let everybody know?
Cop the album on iTunes, cop it on physical, and yeah, soak it in.